All right, it's 8:43, Thursday morning with the Musers. Somehow last night, the Atlanta Dream and the WNBA beat the Dallas Wings 82-81, despite going 1 of 16 from 3.
How does that happen?
They shot that from 3, yet they still beat the Wings. And as I'm watching this game, I'm watching Angel Reese, and my hot sports opinion about this game... Now, what's happening here? What is happening here? It's Chris
what
Chris.
George, what yep. up, Craig?
The overly handsome guy from Sales.
Give me high five, George.
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't want to
Jude's
do it.
Up top, bro. Yeah.
We're busy, Chris.
What are my homos doing, huh? You're my homo sapiens, man.
Yeah,
you're my faves.
Same thing.
I love you guys.
Same thing. You're trying to do our radio show.
Y'all still struggling in radio land?
Yeah.
Struggling in the five figs?
Yep. Still
oh,
us.
Oh, dude, man. You need to make that move. You need to upgrade over into sales.
Okay, we're trying.
That's where it's at, right? Yep. That's where it's at, man. Me and Kev Rach, we are totally killing it. It's awesome. It's awesome. Oh, man, I'm so tired.
You ask, I can't.
Why are you tired?
Oh, I just got finished. I was just crushing at the gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, getting in my reps.
Yeah.
Getting in my PRs.
What?
And there were people like taking all kinds of pictures of me and everything while I was there. And you know, that just kind of wears you out after a while.
Just because you're so shredded. You know?
Well, they just never seen a guy crunch 700 pounds before.
700? What, bench press?
I was doing crunches.
Oh, with, crunching
with 700 pounds.
Wow, that seems like it'd be really hard to do.
You do that, but okay.
It was, you know, but I get it, man. They're curious, you know. Like, oh, how can someone be so superhuman that I'm seeing? And, you know, so I get it why they're taking pictures and everything.
Sure. So you're about to go viral.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
First time it went viral, you know, I had to get a shot for that. But whatever. Yeah, that girl was iffy anyway. But anyway, oh man, this never happens to me, but I actually feel guilty about something.
Okay.
I was with my buddy. We were playing golf. We leave the golf course. I call the cops to pull him over as a joke because I knew he had had a few. It backfires. The video goes viral. It's on TMZ.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dude. Y'all ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
When
well,
you prank
no.
a buddy and then
no.
his video ends up on TMZ.
No.
Anyway, that's what happened to me and my buddy Tones Rhodes.
Oh, man. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. It's a prank that just got out of hand, you know. But, you know how it goes, George.
Yeah.
I think about pranking you when you come off a golf course one time.
Okay.
Yeah, call the cops on you.
That's fine.
Hey, I'm thinking about it. I just want everyone to know I'm thinking about it. I'm still considering it.
What?
Considering what?
I'm starting on Cowboys this year.
What do you mean? You're going to start rooting for them?
No. I haven't decided whether I want to play defense or offense. They kind of give me, you know, my choice. So it's...
You're going to play and start for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
On Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to play on Cowboys this year.
Okay, and, well, good luck.
But I haven't quite decided. I'll probably play half the games and then the other half of the games just be part owner. I haven't decided yet and put together my schedule yet.
I don't think anybody decides that.
Yeah, you guys, look. Oh, dude. I just got an idea.
Hey.
You guys ought to come out to training camp.
Well, we're going.
Yeah, you can stay at my place.
You have a place.
I have places out there.
Okay.
Really?
But yeah, I've got a place off the Sunset Strip. I've got another couple mansions in Malibu. And then I've got a condo overlooking the practice field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I demanded that they build those condos there so I could have a place overlooking the practice field. You know, I'm always out in L.A., and you guys can ride with me if you want, man. I've got a PJ. That's a private aviation aircraft.
Or private jet, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, I had to get a PJ because I had to go out to L.A. every few months to stud all my L.A. Fillies.
Oh, God.
So I get so much action out there, George. I'm like a busy mechanic.
Yeah?
I never even get time to wipe the dipstick off, you know, before I got to do another oil change.
Oh, my God.
So gross.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Chicks out there, I'm fine. Chicks out there are so hot. Yeah. Since I'm like a casting director, you know, the honeys are always lining up for the couch.
Sure, I bet they are.
So that I can empower them to sleep with me. You guys want to watch me cast actresses?
No.
I've got a whole Papa's on set up in the corner. I got the dress socks there laying there and everything. You watch me do my work while you're, you know, kind of half-lidded and lazy tugging. But anyway, look, I want you guys to see how movies are made. It's L.A. You got to come watch that.
I don't think you can show us
I'm big
that.
Into storycraft.
Oh, you are.
Anyway, and then after that, we can head out to Cowboys for my Cowboys condo, and you can watch me do a little HC-ing.
What's that?
Head coaching.
Oh, you?
Yeah, I'm out there in official capacity, bruh.
You and Shot.
My buddy B-Shot. Yeah, B-Shot wanted me to come out there and head coach a little bit. He really feels like the players would respond to me, you know, because B-Shot has already told me that I'm probably the only white guy that has more street credibility than him.
Okay.
So you got to come out and watch me guest head coach.
So you're going to either be head coach, play, or partly own the team.
All of them. Yeah.
Or all
I don't
of
like
them.
To limit myself. You can't put limits on football. So, yeah, I'm going to guest head coach. I'm going to do Wishbone and Hail Mary. And we're probably going to run the Immaculate Reception. Then we're going to run the Doug Flutie band play until we get it right.
You're confusing two college football moments.
Band play.
So, and then I'm going to have to make some cuts. You know, that's the part of the job of guest head coaching that I hate.
Yeah, you hate that.
Yeah, I hate that. You know, I'll probably cut all the rookies, you know, because they're unproven.
Even Caleb Downs.
They're all unproven.
And then I'll probably get rid of one or two high-priced vets, you know. Hey, maybe get rid of Dak, you know. Make some room in the party budget. To hire Dave Matthews and My Chemical Romance to play the training camp. It'll be
important.
Cool. Yeah. And then Steven and I are going to take out the party bus and turn it into a P-Wagon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you guys want to come on the P-Wagon?
No, thank you.
Come on, you got to get on the party wagon.
Nah, we good.
Chris, we're not buying any of this. We don't think you're going to California. We don't think you know any of these people.
I have casting couch.
We don't think that you're shredded at the gym and doing all...
I'm totally shredded at the gym. I'm totally PRing.
Your buddy K-Rach told us that you're now living at the Bridge because you got kicked out of your apartment and that you haven't actually worked at the Ticket in 3 years, yet you keep finding your way in and pretending you're a part of this.
Oh, God, I've got a coke addiction!
Oh, no, he jumped through the window into the Ticker room again. Baldy, how's he doing?
He ripped his pants, and I got to tell you, he definitely needs to actually get that dipstick looked at. I don't think it's supposed to be that color.
You want to nudge him to see if he's still with us?
Do I have to?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm back, you MMA! I'll see you at Cowboys!
See you at Cowboys. See you at Cowboys. There goes Chris from sales.